Hi, welcome to the Vaguely Anime Podcast. I'm with host afternoon, Michael, followed by other host, Kat.
Hello.
And we're talking Venom 3, apparently.
Yeah. Just saw it. Put it on Netflix. So.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, like, what made you just see it?
I put it on Netflix, so
well, what were your thoughts?
Horrible.
Really? I mean, I do think
my love for Venom couldn't even save it. Horrible movie.
I fell asleep at one point during that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. I didn't think it was that bad, but, like, there were just, like, too many, like, plot holes, like, things that didn't make sense. Like, it just seemed like they just didn't care. Like, the writing was bad. Like, it just sucked. Like, it just,
yeah.
Like, I mean, should we go in order of the movie? Like, can I just jump around? Like, just things I think of. Like, what are we doing?
I remember the spot I fell asleep at was around when he, like, meets the RV family.
Oh yeah, like I think I woke up way too much time on that. Yeah, like they spent way too much like time on like the randomest things, and it's like, why are we still doing it? Like, so what I knew of this movie, so for the movie, they made two new Fortnite skins for the girls.
Okay.
So I thought that they were going to, like, be a bigger part of it. And then for them to transform for literally... I mean, one of them transformed for longer. The other one transformed for literally, like, 2 fucking seconds. Yep. Like, that was fucking stupid. Like, I don't know. I expected them to be...
It was like they kind of just had moments they wanted to do, but didn't know how to connect them.
Yeah, like, I expected it to be more important. Like, I don't...
Yeah, I mean, it was... I don't know. It was... I feel like it was just...
They really did spend way too much time on that RV family, like, for what reason?
Yeah. That was, again, like, I think I fell asleep somewhere between, like... Because he runs into them when he falls into the desert, right? Or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which he, I don't know, is it in one? Like, he can't stand the sound of a plane, but now he can ride on a plane himself, and that's okay.
Yeah, he's gotten stronger.
Like, also, Venom was not over him while he was up there, and I looked it up because I was like, shouldn't he not be able to breathe? Like, up there?
Yeah.
I looked it up just to make sure, because I was like, meh. Like, he shouldn't be able to breathe. Like, yeah, that's a thing, too.
Venom's enhancing his lungs.
Like, the stupidest thing that I'm like, why is this happening? Like, did they just not care about logic? Like, nothing?
One of the things that annoyed me the most about it was, and I think I was talking to Sage about this, because I think we had talked about it for a bit once, where, Venom himself is like, we can't transform, that thing will find us and kill us.
Mm-hmm.
And Eddie Brock's like, all right, man, gotcha, cool. And then like 5 minutes later, he's like, Eddie, we got to transform to do this dance sequence. And I'm like, you were the one that said not to transform, and it's not even like 5 minutes later. And you're like, anyway, who cares? Fuck it. Like,
we gotta dance.
I just, like, what do you mean? Like, there's no reason to make me think this character is that, like, wacky to be like, fuck it.
Yeah.
I'm okay to die. As every time he's like, I don't want to die.
Yeah.
Like, he has quite a bit of self-preservation.
Yeah. Like, actually, I would say to go as far as... That's literally what they do is try to survive. Like, they have actively shown that that's what they're trying to do is survive, so.
And yet, they're like, fuck it.
Dance sequence. Yeah, like, I.
It was, that movie was, also, it reminded me that, like, with movies, I feel like it's always anytime someone's faking a vehicle driving, right? Like, mm-hmm. Cars usually fine for the most part in movies. Almost never can nail the fake driving a motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
Every time Tom Hardy was on a motorcycle. I was like, that is very clearly not
actually
happening in any capacity.
I don't know. Also, when they get separated in the water, the fact that Venom, like, can't catch up to him. No way.
Venom can't swim.
Like,
goo monsters can't swim, cat.
No way. Like, it's just like, we're just, there's no consistency of any character and what they can do, and like, nothing. Threw it out the fucking window. Like, it's as it, like, I don't know. And like, what's his name? Tom Hardy, he said?
Yeah.
And
Eddie Brock.
Yeah. But it's about the actor himself.
Oh, yeah, Tom Hardy.
So,
not a big Tom Hardy guy.
I don't know. So, like, no hate to him, because I don't know how far this goes. I don't know how deep it goes. Like, so, just asking a question and just putting it out there. Like, I don't know. I saw his name in the credits of everything. Producing, writing, like, this and that. And it's like, you know, maybe he was just, he just got the part, and then, like, they offered him more, like, higher roles to do writing, to do producing, to do this and that. But, like, maybe he wasn't that big of a fan. Like, he just auditioned and, like, got it. Like, I don't know. Whereas, like, other people, like Ryan Reynolds, who's, like, obsessed with, like, a character, you know, where, and then when he produces,
for better,
like,
or worse.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, makes sure that that character is done well, or what's his name that does, like, The Witcher and, like, Superman and, like,
oh, Henry Cavill.
Yeah, like, where they do characters and they again, for better or worse, like, but in a different way. Yeah. You know, making sure that it's done justice. Like, I don't know how Tom Hardy feels, like, and
he also everything might get a writing credit just because he ad-libs as Venom.
Well, exactly. Like, I don't know how far, like, they might have just offered it to him. Like, I don't know. I don't know what is done about it. Like, but, like, see that and then just nothing being consistent or, like, making sense, and, like, it's, like, it was disheartening. Like, did you try? Like, did no one care? Nobody cared. Nobody wanted to do this justice. It's like, maybe because it was the last one, they were like, well, whatever. Like, but, like, especially to me, who really likes Venom, I was like, what is this? Because I knew that it didn't have that good ratings, but the other ones don't really either.
Yeah.
And I liked those. So I was like, that's okay.
Right.
It'll be good to me. And then to not, Venom died in front of my face and I didn't shed a tear. It's so easy to make me cry.
I forgot about that.
It's so easy to make me cry. I cry over the, like, the tiniest things. Tear up literally anything. Venom died in front of my face. Nothing. Like, that's how bad they did it. Like, I could not believe it. Like, I was just like, this is how fucking bad this movie was. That they couldn't even, like, I was baffled that I was just like, that this movie was this bad, that they did this bad of a job. Like, I just couldn't believe that they did it. My boss, like, asked me whenever I watched this, like, a week or two ago, whenever it came out, like, on Netflix, what I had done, like the day before, because it came during the week. And so he had asked what I had done the day before, because they all did a work outing, and because they're in a different state, I can just, like, expense something to do something myself. And so he was like, oh, did you do something? And then I was like, oh, no, I didn't. And he was like, oh, like, why? I was like, oh, well, you know, Venom 3 came out, like, I really, like, wanted to see it. Like, and then he was just like, oh, you know, you're not the first person to say it, like how was it? And I was like, ugh, like, it just sucked. And I, like, held these people captive on this meeting for, like, 10 minutes because I could not stop, like, just going off about how bad this movie was. Like, especially because I was trying to do it with, like, out spoilers, but, like, talk about how upset I was. Like, I literally held my team captive on this meeting because of just how upset I was. Because I was just like, I can't believe what the fuck they did to this movie. But again, like, I don't know how much he likes the character, how much he cares, how much he actually had a hand in it, how much he could do of it. Like, if right. he had any, like you said, it could have just been they just stuck his name on it and he really didn't do anything. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. But like seeing his name on there, I was like, I felt like it should have been better. I feel like they should have tried a little bit.
It's a Sony movie. I was never expecting it to be very good.
But I like the other... Oh, you know another thing? When they were doing the little montage of Venom to, like, make you sad, right?
Yeah.
The little montage of the two of them being, like, their time together.
Yeah.
They literally showed a clip of when they are not together. They showed a clip of just Venom at the club when he's literally, like, talking about how he hates Eddie, like, yeah. fuck Eddie, like, he took over some random guy, like, and he's, like, killing people because he can't, you know, which also, you know, just the fact that these other symbiotes are taking over people and, like, oh, yeah, they could just bond, like, oh, I guess they're good matches, like, easy peasy, like, whereas the other movies, like, there's, like, oh, it had to be perfect, like, oh, all these other people, like, it wasn't, like, oops, like...
It's the scientists. The scientists are made for it.
Like, every fucking time, like, and then the fact that that scientist, I mean, I guess they could argue that she didn't have him that long because she took Venom to, like, give it to Eddie. Like, yeah. like, you could, I guess that one, I guess you could argue, like, she didn't have him that long. It was quick and she gave him over. But the other ones, like, the fact of, like, oh, like, they were perfect and they all bonded and all whatever. Like, it's fucking stupid. But the other movies made such a fucking point to be, like, most people cannot.
Yeah. But also, like,
but every single person there
yeah.
bonded. Like,
yeah, but they were also bonded for how long? Like 10, 20 minutes total?
So you're just saying because they did it that... But,
like,
but,
we don't know
but,
if it would have been great for, except for the one lady. The one person, as far as everyone else is concerned, they might not have been very good. It was just they only had them for 20 minutes.
I don't know. Like, the way
that, I don't even like this movie. I'm just saying, like,
the way they were using them... It's not like they were just walking around. Like, they were fighting, you know?
I mean, yeah, but the symbiotes can fully control a person, so it doesn't really matter.
I don't know.
The person doesn't really have to have a say.
I don't know. The scientists were making it seem like it was them fighting, not the symbiotes fighting.
Well, the two scientists had spent, like, all of the time there.
No, I'm talking about the other ones, the randos that...
They died in, like, 5 seconds.
No, some of them didn't. They didn't last as long as the fucking others, but, like... And that one guy, the detective guy, fucking got obliterated in 2 seconds. Like, I couldn't believe that he literally in 2 seconds, he's like, oh, I got it. And then, like, a propeller obliterated. I was like, oh, okay, goodbye.
Yep.
Like, I was like, what's the point? What is the point of life? Like, what? I can't. It just doesn't.
It was an extremely whatever movie to me. I think it's the worst of all three, but I also don't like the other two, so.
I literally, did anybody watch the editing over? The fact that they put, out of their loving montage of the two of them, they put a clip where he's not Venom, that was not Eddie, that was someone random.
Yeah, but it's Venom having fun. And they share memories, so Eddie probably saw it after the fact.
I can't. It hurts. It mentally hurts. Like, the trauma this movie has caused me.
If there's any upside to this movie being what it is, it's maybe next time we see Venom, it'll be Flash Thompson's Age of Venom instead.
Like, I don't know. Also, apparently they changed the after credit scene. Apparently Venom is supposed to, like, grab something at the end. There's supposed to be, like, a little piece of him in the desert.
Okay.
And that is not what it is anymore. They changed it, I think.
Like, after the theaters? Or you mean,
yeah,
like
so now, and, like, on Netflix. Like,
it's a different thing.
Yeah.
What was it?
I can't remember because I was so pissed off. But I just know it's not, like, Venom's not there anymore. So I was just like, is it because they know they're not getting another movie that they changed
probably.
It? And they were like, ugh. Probably. Remove it. He's not coming back. He dead. Like, remove it. Like, I don't know.
Probably.
I don't know. Oh, grabbing the cockroach. That's what it is. It was supposed to be like Venom grabbing cockroach. It is no longer. It's just a cockroach. Because I remember seeing it and then being like, oh, ha so ha. No,
there's not even a point of it.
Yes, because I was like, oh, ha ha. The lady, she said, you know, the cockroaches, they'll live through anything. Ha ha ha. Like, I was just like, what the fuck? It's because it used to be that Venom would grab, but now there really is no fucking point. So, I don't know.
It's essentially the effort of, like, the, what is it, Spider-Man Homecoming, where it's Steve Rogers, like, walks in. He's like, sometimes patience isn't worth it. You know? But he's, like, doing the school gym training things. That's really funny, though. They just decided to remove the Venom from it, but kept it there. Yeah. They could have just removed the end credit shot entirely.
Yeah, nope. They actively changed it. They're just trying to...
It's a shame Vulture is just stuck in the Sony universe now.
Who?
Vulture, because Michael Keaton, his character.
I don't know who that is.
Do you ever watch Spider-Man Homecoming?
Yeah.
The main villain? Vulture?
Show me.
The main villain of Spider-Man Homecoming.
I'm just blanking. Just show me, and then it'll connect the dots. Because I definitely saw the movie. It's just been too long.
I don't know how you forget the villain.
That's what. Just show me, and then I'll connect the dots.
I'm working on it.
Mm-hmm. Why do I feel like even more confused? I guess I have to rewatch the fucking movie.
Trying to find, like, a good fucking...
Why am I more confused?
I
definitely saw this movie. I saw it in theaters with Kayla.
Like, he's the main bad guy.
I know. I'll rewatch it. I don't know.
Well, he, like... I think it's in Venom 2 or whatever. No, it's in Morbius. He ends up in the fucking Sony-verse.
I didn't see Morbius.
Like, that's the post-credit scene for that one, is him being like, I'm going to get a team together. And you're like, okay. And he never showed up after that.
Well, that's definitely one of the ones I had seen before. So, but apparently it should have been one of my rewatches because I don't fucking remember it.
Apparently, because he's one of the best villains in the fucking MCU.
All right. It'll be on my list to rewatch because... I don't fucking remember. I remember the actor, though. Like, his face is familiar. I just don't remember his character. So I'll rewatch the movie.
Although now with Daredevil Born Again, Wilson Fisk is back to being one of the best villains of the MCU. Mm. Solid first two episodes.
I haven't watched Daredevil. I've seen, like, the first two episodes.
It's incredible.
Of the original. The first season. Yeah.
It's the best thing the MCU's probably ever made.
Really?
100%. Wow. Absolutely.
Ryan loves it. He's been trying to get me to watch it. I don't want to watch it.
Daredevil season 1 and 3 are both immaculate. 2 is good, just has some low bits.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jessica Jones season 1, also immaculate. Personally, my favorite. And probably what I would say is the best thing they've ever made.
He really likes The Punisher.
Punisher is also good. Both seasons of that were pretty solid.
I also watched like 2 episodes of that. No, yeah. Maybe I only watched one or two. I don't know.
Jessica Jones season 2 and 3 were like solid, but definitely not as good as number 1.
Mm-hmm.
And then Luke Cage season 1, the first half, really good. Second half falls apart a bit.
Aren't they all supposed to be a team?
Yeah, the Defenders, which was not very good.
Oh.
And then Iron Fist season 1 and 2, not great.
I heard that.
Yeah. Which I don't entirely blame on the actor. They gave him no time to learn martial arts. They kind of cast him, and then they were like, we're starting shooting.
Why didn't they cast somebody who already knew martial arts?
Who's to say? Okay. Well, I mean, I think he might have already had some kind of background, but like he had no time to learn the choreography for anything.
Oh, okay.
They like hired him and went, we're shooting.
Got it.
Because it did get slightly better in season 2.
Okay. Probably put his foot down.
Yeah.
Or maybe his, like,
agent. Or you just had the time between seasons to
learn. Maybe.
Yeah, Defenders is like whatever. It's fine. Mostly, it's only good for Jessica Jones and Matt Murdock, just because those two characters are kind of fun together. But past that, not a great season of TV.
It's only one season?
Yeah. Oh. They just did like a essentially their own movie.
Oh, well.
Yeah, but really, it's like the four things to watch is like Daredevil, Jessica Jones. A lot of people say just watch Jessica Jones season one. I like all of them, but one is the best. And Punisher and the first half of the first season for Luke Cage. They kill off like their main villain.
Oh.
And it loses a lot of momentum after that.
Because they did it like too quick, or it just gets boring.
Just like halfway into the season and it dies and you're just like, okay. And then
did
like
they replace
have to, like,
it with like another
yeah
villain?
Like there's someone else. It's He's just not as good, because the main the guy is Mahershala Ali. Nobody was commanding that much presence after he was out. So it just kind of nosedives. Second season is like, it's fine. I have no real qualms with Luke Cage, but it's like not the greatest. But yeah, Daredevil Born Again, pretty solid. First episode was a little rough. The like main fight scene in that episode is kind of terrible. And there's like a lot of CGI, but there's like, it's not a great fight, but there's a lot of like solid character moments in it.
Okay.
Like there's
so
a character
that makes up for it.
Yeah. Like kind of a little bit like during the entire fight.
This is the first episode?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm surprised they wouldn't try harder.
It's Disney.
Okay.
In the first fight, the like villain Bullseye, like every time he's like trading blows with Daredevil, he'll like take a second when he has like a break in the action to like then just throw something and kill somebody else that's like just there on screen because he's a psychopath.
Okay.
So it's like the fight's not great, but it's very character driven because anytime he has a singular moment, he's killing somebody else that's right by them. So that's great. And then like throughout the whole fight, like Matt's listening to somebody's heartbeat that got injured, and is like as it's progressing. So like there's solid moments, but the fight itself was not great. The second episode had a way better fight, but it was a tad edited too quickly, but like at least it was better. Because Daredevil's fights are pretty fucking solid in all of the original Netflix shows. But yeah, I don't know. I'm looking forward to this show. I think it's a lot better than what it probably was going to be without the Karen and Foggy in it, because they were originally like essentially rebooting the show instead.
And they weren't going to be in it.
No.
Okay.
Not at all. Everyone said that they were probably just going to kill them off. Like they were just going to be like, oh, they died. I think the original thing was that they did die, and Matt had like put like sworn off the suit for like the years between the shows essentially or whatever.
With this, they're in it.
Yeah, like they were gonna like clean slate, and everyone was like, that's fucking stupid, just make the show canon. And they were like, okay, fine. So then they did, and now it literally just picks up right at the end of season three essentially.
Okay. Well, Ryan and his friend Nick don't like Karen. They find her really annoying.
Damon also doesn't like Karen.
I don't know why. Like, I haven't seen it.
I like her. I like Deborah Ann Wolfe a lot. So she's a huge nerd.
So I don't know why. Like, I can't answer as to why. And, like, he's not giving me, like, the spoilers. And I obviously only saw her in, like, the first two episodes. And I'm like, I mean, she's going through trauma. So, like, I can't.
I like her.
I can't judge her.
She does some stupid shit. But, like.
So maybe that's why.
But, like, she's a regular person trying to figure out what the fuck she's doing in this world. So, like, I don't know.
That hasn't stopped you from hating people before.
That's true. But I like her. So. I like Deborah Ann Wolfe a lot.
I think you just like her personally. And it's clouding your judgment.
Well, no, because I didn't know Deborah Ann Wolfe was cool until after Daredevil season 3 already happened. I just thought the character was fun. Like, yeah, again, she makes stupid like choices at times, but like, I thought her whole character was always very interesting, regardless of if she was making dumb choices or not. I'm like, this is a really compelling story. But Yeah, then turns out she's really cool and a nerd. And she plays D&D, like she runs D&D games professionally for famous people.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, she's just cool. So very happy she's back, also with Foggy. And Foggy's actor got really hot.
I would like to see it because I don't believe you.
He got hot. Eldon, whatever his name is, got hot.
He just glowed up.
Yeah, 100%. I think it was probably the beard. Hold on, let's see. Well, you know what he used to look like, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I don't need to...
But only season one.
Yeah, that's fine.
So, okay. So I was like, if he looked different in the other season, like, I only know the beginning. So this, you know, if he had like a mid period, this is going to be quite jarring.
Trying to find like a good image.
Why don't you just show me what he looks like in the new season?
That's what I was. I was trying to find a good image of him in the season.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say so.
Like.
Yeah.
He got hot.
Yeah.
He glowed up.
Yeah, I'd say so.
So, yeah. Very, very excited. First season was, our first episode was a tad rough. Second season, or second episode, way better.
The first and second season. Yeah.
And I also learned, apparently, there's a character in the show that, is seemingly going to be important for the whole season. I don't actually know, but seemingly. Mm-hmm. And the actor passed away from cancer.
Oh.
Didn't know that. But mm-hmm.
Like while they were recording?
No, well, because they've been like making this show for fucking ever, because they rebooted it to make,
yeah,
to bring those characters back in and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, apparently he passed away in like 2004 or 2024.
Are you good? No. Are you having a stroke?
Yeah,
right
apparently.
Now?
And I was like, I didn't even know that. I was just like scrolling mm-hmm. through TikTok or Twitter today. And
how many more words
am I gonna fuck up?
Yeah,
I don't know. And saw that, and they were like, "Oh yeah, episode was dedicated to." And I guess I just missed that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
"So are they
the actor that's playing like?"
So they're recasting it, or they're no longer making that character important?
I don't know. I kind of heard if it's basing it off the comic line story in any capacity of what it seems to be basing it off of, things don't go super well for that character to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's not even an issue.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know the specifics of that comic, but...
Though I would imagine they would probably need to recast just to show that happening.
Unless the character dies.
I know, but they would still need a show.
Well, I think they finished the stuff with him.
Oh, okay.
I would assume.
Okay.
I would assume they finished the stuff with him, because mm-hmm. if they were going to have to recast for others, I would assume they would have just reshot all of it.
If it was sudden.
Yeah, but I would assume at that point they would have probably just reshot all of it.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, but at the same time, it's kind of fucked up, but if it's in memory, like, still want them to be in it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But, either way. I'm excited. I hope it doesn't suck. I mm-hmm. really hope it doesn't shit the bed. I was not super enthusiastic about what it was going to be, because the showrunner was like... every time like new footage or new stuff came out about the show, people were kind of getting more and more like hesitantly excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, I think it was like last month, maybe 2 months ago, the showrunner decided to like shoot themselves in the foot, because he was like... Yeah, you know, the original series had a bunch of, you know, people just sitting in a room or standing together and just talking about the morals of superheroism and whatnot. And we made sure to not do that because that's boring. Mm-hmm. And we were like, motherfucker, that's part of the best part about the show is these people having very intellectual, like, moral dilemmas about what they are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And
but also that just seems very like real, so like
and he was like, yeah, we were not gonna do that. Why would we do that? That's boring. And we're like, oh fuck, this is gonna suck.
Yeah.
So I don't know, based on the first two episodes, it seems like, I don't know, maybe the guy was blowing it out of proportion or what, or they're just going to not maybe have as much.
Maybe they're doing it on purpose, like to...
I don't know, but like there's a scene where Matt and like one of like a character is just like literally just sitting in a diner talking about their morals. And I was like, all right, well, this is good at least.
They only said that a month ago.
Yes, a month or two ago, yeah.
Yeah, so like they definitely didn't reshoot it.
No,
like,
but the idea would be that if he thought that, he would have shot it differently when he was making it.
No.
If he thought that was stupid.
I know.
Oh, that they wouldn't have added that.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Maybe he like...
But that's what I'm saying is like... maybe
blew it out of proportion?
No, maybe they're doing it on purpose, like... say so you don't expect it or so people hate watch, like, you know, like you don't know what.
Yeah, I look, I'm like gonna that. Watch it regardless.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to hope it's good. Mm-hmm. And also again at this point I've watched too much of the MCU to stop.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't missed one thing from it. It's that's my Genshin. Except I don't hate most of it. I'm usually sitting there like, this is
some
fine.
Of it.
Some of it, yeah. But for the most part, I'm just like, this is fine. At worst, which is perfectly fine.
I'll quit one day. Something.
But, yeah. Other thing is the CGI is kind of bad. Mm-hmm. Anytime Daredevil's like swinging around, it looks kind of fucking terrible.
I'm always surprised like when stuff like that looks bad because it's like... you just didn't want to spend the money? Did you hire somebody? Like,
well, it's either they gave him no time, or like either they gave him no time, or I don't know, they had to redo stuff, and it was already too late, or getting a human body to feel correct when it's like jumping and moving around mm-hmm. is usually always really hard.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've ever even seen like a like big budget blockbuster movie make a regular human that has the ability to jump further ever look good.
You know what I was really impressed with, and I'm assuming it was CGI. I just watched a movie actually yesterday. I just remembered that I watched this. I don't even remember what it's called. Like The Last of Something. I don't know.
It's, just watched it yesterday. And yeah, you don't remember what it was called?
Yeah, because I just randomly picked it because it had Andrew Garfield and then the Florence Pugh. I think that's her name.
Is it the one where they like have a kid or something?
Yeah.
Like the newish one. It's like a romance something.
I think it was last year.
Yeah.
2 years
I haven't
ago,
seen it yet,
like
but
that.
It's like sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But yes, they have like a kid in it and it jumps around in their life and the meeting and the pregnancy. Yeah. Like, and in it, she's pregnant and they show her naked body, but like her pregnant. And usually they kind of like avoid that because the
Florence Pugh's been naked in a lot of things recently.
I didn't know that, but like, you know, usually they avoid that because usually they use like fake baby bumps and like
yeah.
So like it's usually a clothed person, but she is like, she is gonna pop, like she is so fucking pregnant. Like
I would assume it's probably they had the fake baby bump thing, but then like a green screen.
I don't know what it was, cover. But this shit looked so fucking real. I was like, oh my God. Like, unless they just had a woman that was about to
pop,
had her naked body, and then put Florence's Pugh's face there.
Yeah.
And that's what it is, because it's Andrew Garfield, like, undressing her, like, to get her into the bath. Because I was just so impressed. I was like, that bitch pregnant. Like, that's real. Like, so I don't know what they did. They did. It had to have been some CGI somewhere. Obviously, Florence Pugh is not pregnant.
Right.
Like, so they did something somewhere, but I was really impressed because I was like, shit. I don't know what they did, but I was just like, movie magic.
But, oh, so I say she's been naked in a lot of things. I think she's been, as far as I'm aware, naked in two things, which is apparently that and Oppenheimer.
Oh, well. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
I guess in the same, like in a year span. But, I mean, whatever.
What's her name in Black Widow? Yelena?
Mm-hmm.
I said.
Yeah, I don't think she's getting naked in that.
No. But I sent a picture to Ryan being like, Spider-Man knocked up Black Widow's sister. And he's like, what in the multiverse of the fuck is this? And I just didn't explain it to him. I was just like, don't worry about it. It's not as funny. we can go back to Daredevil, but no, I just wanted to talk about the CGI of that because I was just like, that's something I was really impressed with, it's not much movement, but right. Like I was just like, I don't know what they did.
I mean, if that's really the only real CGI effect they have, it's they could just sink all the money into it to make it look good.
I would say I don't think that they
versus a show that has to do a lot of random spots. But
I don't
also
think that they did anything else.
Again, I think humans usually always look weird when they have like super jump ability in anything, because it never feels like it has the right amount of like weight.
Because like they move too light.
Yeah, or it's too bouncy, or like something always looks off.
Yeah.
But like it's fine when it's, you know, like if the Hulk's doing it, because you're like, that doesn't look human enough to be like weird.
Yeah.
Like because it's out of the uncanny valley area because you're like, that's a giant green monster of muscle.
If a regular person's doing it, it doesn't look right.
You're like, this just looks odd.
I get you. I haven't seen him do it, but I'm picking up what you're saying.
Yeah, like they didn't show it off a lot in the show. It was funny though, because people were like, this fight looks bad, because there's like a scene like where Daredevil's like on the roof of a building just kind of like punching the bullseye, and they're like, this looks so bad, and I'm like, I don't think you guys remember the original show, because the punches also didn't sell super well in like scenes similar, but that's not the point. it was the fact that it was still conveying everything it needed to, even if the punch didn't look real.
So they don't have like good fight choreography that the like
No. Like, don't look I mean, real. The original had fantastic fight choreography. It's just like at times it was very clearly like not sold well, but it didn't really matter. Where I think the same is kind of true with this one. Where I just think people are over analyzing it maybe now, but like
I'm just surprised that it like
it just isn't. It looks a little off, and maybe it's because they weren't shooting on a location, so maybe like it's CG'd or something, and like so it just looks wrong somewhere. I don't know, but I think it's I so far I'm hesitantly optimistic with what we have, and I hope it doesn't shit the bed.
So does Ryan. He really likes Daredevil, so
yeah. I mean, I really love the show, so
yeah.
Would like this show to not suck. I mean, it's already getting a season 2, so there's that.
Oh, it was already greenlit?
Yeah.
That's good.
So, there's at least that.
I mean, if it does suck, you're just going to watch season 2 anyways?
Probably. At the very least, Charlie Cox is a fan, and Vincent D'Onofrio are fucking fantastic actors. Daredevil and Kingpin.
Okay.
Are fantastic actors. Like, I they're so good they can carry a bad show.
Okay.
So we'll find out. But
I mean, I did think that he conveyed a very good blind person.
He won an award from it by a blind association.
Oh yeah? Wow.
He did a lot of studying with blind people to like get the look, like, cuz he wanted it to be real.
Yeah.
He didn't want it just to like
see, I could have used him in the last episode. No, that's this episode, right? We talked about... Yeah, it's just because we took the break in between that I thought it was last episode. We were talking about Venom.
Oh,
so
yeah.
He would have been another good example then.
Oh, yeah. Of someone that, like, really cares.
Yeah.
Yeah, he really cares.
Yeah.
So much so that he was like, in this season, we're getting into some of the stuff I used as my source material when I was learning about Daredevil.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the comic run. He was like, we're getting to that stuff, and I'm really excited because I really loved, like, reading that when I was researching the character.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Anyway, this is going to be a bit of a shorter episode, like the last one, because stuff to do. So, thanks for watching this week's episode of the Vaguely Animated Podcast. Don't forget to leave a like, comment, subscribe, leave a review, like, follow. Check out Cat the Moonstar on Twitch, and we will see you guys next week for whatever it is we talk about.
Bye.